I think I'm entitled.
You want answers.
I want the truth.
You can't handle the truth.
This is Larry Connors USA. Larry Connors USA.
I have known for years that there are costs to standing up to Donald Trump, but we couldn't imagine ourselves living any other way. We will not live on our knees, and you shouldn't either. Somebody that I love dearly recently said that fear is the tool of a tyrant, and she's right. But I'm not afraid, and I hope you're not either. Yeah. I hope instead you are engaged. You are paying attention, and you will vote like your beloved country depends upon it, which it does.
Yes.
My heart is broken for the Department of Justice, but I have great confidence in the federal judicial system, and I'm innocent. So let's have a trial.
Let's have a trial. James Comey, former FBI director, officially indicted now for counts of perjury. But I am innocent. I have a violin at home. I meant to bring that so I could play it. Although it would sound like a bunch of cats screeching instead of playing a melody of sorrow for James Comey. Justice will be served. These are the same guys that went after everyone on the conservative right, Trump supporter, even if you're an independent or even if you were a Democrat. They were coming at you because you have no standing in our nation, in their opinion. And they were trying to destroy you. And James Comey was a big part of that. He lied. And we're bringing people to account. And I'm looking right here in front of me. And I love this. This statement is quoted on CNN. Trump says there will be others prosecuted after Comey. Good. Now, again, keep in mind, we're not looking for, quote, retribution or even revenge. We are looking for justice, period. You lied to the American people. You can get away with that. But when you lie to Congress and you lie under oath, no, you will be held accountable. I got to tell you, if I get him under oath again, I'm going to ask him specifically about, how about those seashells you just happened to find on the beach, basically suggesting kill Trump? Oh, what an interesting shell formation. I wonder what it means. He knew what it meant. And I really think either Comey or his wife or both put those shells in the sand. They just happened to be on the beach where he would walk. All right, you want to be graceful? Let's say somebody else did it. He saw it. He took advantage of it. But he still claimed, I don't know what that means. It meant kill Trump. But James Comey, almost in tears, I am innocent. I didn't do anything wrong. Now, what he did say that I like, make sure you have your voice and your vote heard recorded in our elections. Good. That will stop this kind of behavior. But we want to do more than just send him to his room. He could face time behind bars. Could be that once he, if he is convicted, that Trump would even grant him a pardon. You know, to show that we're trying to heal the nation. But you guys would not have done that. Or you would have dropped all those charges against the J6ers, and you would have thrown out that committee that basically had one Republican on it who was already leaning to the left. Illinois representative, remember, that's yours, and he since got out of office realizing no future for me here, certainly not in the Republican Party after I did that. Now, we got a lot to cover today. I'm telling you, we close out the week hard and furious. With Larry Connors USA, you always get news, analysis, opinion, and education. I guarantee you, by the time we finish this hour, you will know more than what you have right now in front of you. I promise you that. Hold me to it. Listen and see what you learn before we wrap up today's program. Welcome to the first hour, Larry Connors, USA, here on September 26, 2025. Reminding you, when we're on the air, right now, as you're listening to us, you can watch streaming video. You can watch the program. How do you do it? You go to News Talk STL Rumble, Facebook or Twitter, or Larry Connors, USA, Rumble or Facebook. And reminding you, when we're finished, everything goes up as a podcast. And you can pick that up easily at News Talk STL, LarryConnorsUSA.com, or Larry Connors USA Facebook, or any other podcast outlet. But we'd like you to use us, but that's your choice. And you can listen at your time. And when you do, please push share. Send it on to others. If you have a phone, you have a radio in your pocket, we have an excellent app, News Talk STL app. It's absolutely free. It's very easy to download. You push a couple buttons, and wherever you are, you can hear us. The radio signals can only go so far by FCC restrictions. And even in the best of times, sometimes radio signals have static atmospheric conditions, different areas you go into. If you put that app on your phone, and then when you're in your car, you don't have to use the radio in the car. You open up that app and play it through your Bluetooth system. Excellent, pristine digital signal. You'll love it. Larry Connors USA and all the other programs we have. Get the app. Make use of it. So now let me let you know this next hour and the next hour. There's a lot of talk about the future of AI, but there's a question being raised. If we did all this AI they're talking about, would it cripple our electric grid? Can we actually handle it? We'll get into that. That's in the next hour. Later in this hour, if Democrats force and shut down our government, Trump has made it clear you could see mass firings. We might actually shut down some of the agencies that we know we really don't need anymore. We've said that repeatedly. We shut it down. See how many people really need it. Now, I don't want the people to suffer, those employees. But they always get repaid when their budget starts up again. But if we start shutting down some of the agencies, they won't have a job to go back to. And that's going to fall on the necks of Chuckie Schumer and the Democrats. Make no mistake about it. Now, back to the James Comey story. Greg Jarrett is a Fox News analyst.
It seems to me that his deceptions were pretty obvious. And, you know, the false statements, obstruction charges are pretty straightforward, Brian. And if convicted, of course, up to 5 years in prison. You know, he allegedly leaked sensitive FBI material and then lied about it under questioning from Congress twice, 2017. Again, he doubled down in 2020. And while testifying, Comey insisted, gee, I never authorized anybody else to anonymously leak. Well, several former FBI officials, including allegedly Andrew McCabe, James Baker, they're on record stating that Comey did authorize numerous leaks of sensitive information, some of it classified. And look, you know, in Washington circles, he was well known as a notorious leaker, often to sort of burnish his reputation, inflate his ego, but mostly to smear Trump.
Yeah, I mean, always smear Trump. And he became the darling of the leftist media, as did every other member of that cabal that was trying to destroy Trump. CIA Director Brennan, Clapper, all of these guys. And then they end up with cushy jobs at one of the, quote, legacy media outlets. And they get big fat paychecks. And they're still lying. Peter Navarro was one of those that they snared early in one of their supposed charges against him. He currently is the senior counselor for trade and manufacturing with the current Trump administration. He co-authored a book, I Went to Prison So You Won't Have To, Lawfare Story in Trump Land. What he ended up dealing with was a lot of hassle, a lot of expense, a lot of heartache, and money lost. This is what Comey's going to go through. But do you remember what they did to Michael Flynn? They did the same kind of thing against him. They didn't care if they destroyed General Flynn and his family. They didn't care if they did that to Peter Navarro. So Peter Navarro minces no words.
If you don't hold these SOBs accountable, they're going to do it again and again and again and again. They're going to put us in prison. Steve Bannon and I went to prison. They're going to try to shoot us twice, President Trump. They're going to kill us, Charlie Kirk. They're going to do to John Eastman and Jeff Clark, take their bar cards away and their livelihoods so they can't feed their families. They're going to bankrupt Rudy Giuliani. They're going to try to bankrupt Mike Lindell. Every person I served with in the White House at a senior level was a target after I left and Donald Trump was out of office.
Yep. Boy, as soon as they were in power, they started coming with the hatchets, the axes, spears, stones, whatever. One thing they were lacking often, evidence. Oh, I think we left that home in the storage shed. But we got enough to lynch you right here on the spot. Listen, even during the Law of the West, the hanging judge in Pecos would at least let the condemned say something in defense. They were not going to let anybody speak out. And I want to remind you, there's another we were talking about just a moment ago. There are several of them that testified, and this would include Dr. Fake. They lied under perjury. They should be held accountable. But one in particular, there was a moment when John Brennan committed perjury. John Brennan denying that the Russiagate dossier was ever used in their CIA investigation.
Did the CIA rely on it?
No.
Why not?
Because we didn't. It wasn't part of the corpus of intelligence information that we had. It was not in any way used as a basis for the intelligence community assessment that was done. It was not.
Now, liar, pants on fire. You damn well did do it. And there you are on record committing perjury. And that can be proven. Are we any closer to a peace between Hamas and Israel? Yesterday, Trump suggested that. Not much since that time. And also yesterday, Israeli Prime Minister Netanyahu addressed the UN. Almost half of the UN walked out on him as he started speaking.
So to the remaining Hamas leaders and to the jailers of our hostages, I now say, lay down your arms. Let my people go. Free the hostages, all of them, the whole 48. Free the hostages now. If you do, you will live. If you don't, Israel will hunt you down. Ladies and gentlemen, if Hamas agrees to our demands, the war could end right now. Gaza would be demilitarized, Israel would retain overriding security control, and a peaceful civilian authority would be established by Gazans and others committed to peace with Israel.
Half the delegates left the building when he started speaking. Now, make sure you understand, the United Nations was created so all the nations could come together and talk in a civil fashion and disagreement and listen to speeches of what the other had to say so they could retort, make a response. But if you want to walk out, throw your hands up, no, I'm not going to listen. So much for the value of the UN. We've pointed this out repeatedly. And who did walk out? The usual suspects, those who hate Israel, and they want to see Israel destroyed. But in the midst of this, oh, by the way, the response for him like that contrasts directly to what happened as he was, before he spoke, they had a Palestinian leader speak yesterday. And he got a round of applause. And even those who would probably disagree, nobody got up and left. They stayed there. But mostly this time, Muslim nations just got up and walked out. But one nation that stayed, Qatar. The Prime Minister of Qatar, or Qatari, depending on which pronunciation you want to go with right now, said, I believe that the meeting with Arab and Muslim leaders that took place with President Trump was a very important meeting. It was a very important event. Basically, the purpose is to highlight the danger of the region, what we need to do to stop what he said, put a stop to what Israel is doing. But what he did do also acknowledged this point. Every Arab world nation is looking to Donald Trump as, quote, the only one who can help bring peace to Gaza. They recognize that. The leftists would not give them that consideration, but they do. Netanyahu has a warning.
And of course, you understand that the war in Gaza has affected every Israeli. But I'm sure there are people in New York or in London or in Melbourne and elsewhere who are probably thinking, what does all of this have to do with me? And the answer is everything.
Everything.
Because our enemies are your enemies.
That's exactly true. But many of them didn't hear it because they walked out. But prior to him speaking, as I mentioned, the Palestinian Authority president, Abbas, when he spoke to them, they all stayed in the room and they gave him an applause. And even those who are against Palestine and Hamas, they stayed to listen. But the usual suspects walked out. But that last line that Netanyahu made, our enemy is your enemy. Take that to heart. All right, coming up, everybody's talking about the possibility of a government shutdown. Is it likely? Yes, it is. Who's going to get the blame for it? Well, we could decide that now or later. But the bottom line is, will we see mass firings and layoffs? Lock and load, ready on the right.
You are listening to Larry Connors, USA.
In all these years, Ed Wellington Environmental has been my sponsor. I've never mentioned their duct cleaning services. Allergy season is here, and Wellington crews clean air ducts daily in homes and commercial buildings, also cleaning air handling units and diffusers in commercial facilities. Why? Well, because people will see black dirt and mold on the vents, or they are actually suffering from allergies. Don't be fooled by low-cost duct cleaning providers saying they charge only per vent, because once they get on site, the price will skyrocket. Wellington does not do this, never has. Wellington will give you an estimate, and you say Larry Connors, and immediately you get a 20% discount. Call Cindy. 314-644-4930. 314-644-4930. Make your home and business better, safer with Wellington. Be well with Wellington. Back pain? Follow me to Esquire Sports Medicine, where they've got your back. Esquire is the oldest sports medicine clinic in St. Louis. Dr. Draghi and his team of chiropractors can get you back to work, back to life, without the pain. New patients usually scheduled within 24 hours. 314-644-0885. 644-0885. EsquireSportsMedicine.com. Another day, must be another roofer in town. John Beal and I were talking. He said, you know, every time you turn around, there's a new roofing company. Many of them have no idea what they're doing, and the statistics show that many will be out of business within 2 to 5 years. Who are you going to call to help you then? You need to remember only one name, John Beall. John Beall Roofing. You have a problem, he can take care of it. And we'll be here for you. John Beall Roofing. Call 1-800-NEW-ROOF. 1-800-NEW-ROOF. The Oak Street Inn and Lounge has some great news. The Speakeasy will now be open on Sundays, starting at 2. Open to the public. Great for those in the industry who want to enjoy a Sunday fun day. Plus, enjoy sushi and cocktails. What more could you want? You want to make sure you get the code. And how do you get the code to the Speakeasy? You go to the Facebook, Oak Street Inn and Lounge Facebook. I'll see you at Oak Street Inn and Lounge in Cottleville.
This is News Talk STL.
This is Larry Connors, USA.
Larry Connors, USA.
All right, so we might have a government shutdown coming if we do not get a bill passed in time. And a lot of Republicans, and I'm being one of them, have said in the past, go ahead, shut it down. Find out how many we really don't need. Well, that's the approach of the Trump administration right now, because the leftists want to put money back into NPR and PBS, keep those propaganda machines going. If you're going to do that, I want money for Larry Connors, USA. What's my chance? Well, I'd ask the same question of my next guest, John Gordon, who has his own talk show, The Truth with John Gordon. John, welcome aboard.
The truth is exactly what you just said.
And we're not likely to get any money, are we?
Probably not.
Well, maybe if I relabel it, if I relabel our program, the NPR version of Larry Connors USA, you think maybe I could sneak a couple of nickels here and there?
You know what? I think these people in Congress are sufficiently incompetent that they would probably just read NPR and you'd get your funding.
I like it. John, let's deal with the reality of where we are with the date of the shutdown looming. I mean, and we've been down this road so many times. I do not like continuing resolutions. And when Trump was first in office, I gave him a pass for the first one because I thought he's just in and we're trying to increase military spending. But we're right back to this issue again. But what they're trying to do now is they don't want a clean bill from the Democrats. The Democrats want to cloud it up again and cover it over. Go ahead, sir.
Well, it's just business as usual. You're exactly right. It's the same damn storyline, and why they continue to do business this way is mystifying to me. They've had months to work on a budget, and it always comes down to the last day and the last few hours, and I think it's just all a big game. We want less government. The Democrats want more, and they really want what you've worked for, saved, and invested and risked. They want that money.
Now, the thing that's being done now, though, Chuck Schumer, it normally, as you well know, if there's a shutdown, the party in power is often blamed for it. And we're only cusp of the midterm elections. So they're thinking if it shuts down, we can blame the Republicans and everybody will buy it. I don't think that message sells, no.
I think the American people have gotten smarter with time. And I think President Trump, during the campaign, shined a light on the Democrats' lies and their narratives that they put up that are basically just a deception. And I think the American people are over it. I think they want a government that is run responsibly and not recklessly with just new spending bill after spending bill.
And John, the administration, and I like this, they're taking an offensive position putting out by the Office of Bureau of Management, but it's basically, you can say it ties to the White House, programs that did not benefit from an infusion of mandatory appropriations will bear the brunt of a shutdown. In other words, we may just shut down your agency entirely, and we will have mass layoffs and firings. There will be a lot of yelling and yelling and gnashing of teeth.
They will have brought it on themselves, and I think it's high time that the Republicans stop taking a pocket knife to a gun duel, and I think that's what's playing out. We are responding with force, and we're not messing around because these agencies are bloated. They're playing right into our hand. I love it.
But Schumer thinks is a key word here. He's a very smart guy, and he can outmaneuver Trump. But you say he's going right into the snare.
Well, he tried to show some bipartisanship in the last budget crisis, and he got absolutely pummeled for it by his party. So I think he's kind of in a no-win situation, really. I think he probably wants to do the right thing, but his own party is not going to permit it. So I don't know. He may go down with the ship. Maybe he'll show some courage again. We'll have to see.
Well, you mentioned him going down the ship. I absolutely don't see that happening. I think he will find a lifeboat for himself. Women and children aside, Chuck Schumer's here.
Well, he may. That's a valid point. But here's the thing. It's different this time. You've got Trump in the White House who's playing for keeps. You've got Russ Vogt as Secretary of OMB, who knows the federal budget probably better than anyone in Washington. And they're playing hardball, and good for them. And so Schumer has got to be gnashing his teeth and wringing his hands at this point, I think.
And we're looking at a deadline. The deadline is hard, but I mean, again, they can move things around the deadline. And this was on the table, as you point out, for at least 7 to 8 weeks. They've been going back and forth on that. So it's not like suddenly, oh, look what date it is. I mean, it's like, I know Christmas comes December 25. If I wait to buy my gifts on the morning of December 25, I'm going to have a hard time. These guys know the game, and they want to milk and continue to take it all from the American public.
I think the American public are on to them a bit. Maybe not as much as you and I would like to see, but the Democrats continue to sink to new uncharted lows. I say give them all the rope they need to hang themselves, and I think that party is becoming obsolete and extinct in real time before our very eyes. Now, that may be a little overly optimistic, I don't know, but they certainly have proven that they are inept, and everything they try backfires. So let's let them have some rope.
All right, so let's say we come to next week, is nothing done, it shuts down, and the administration carries out, I don't think it's a veiled threat, we would just start cutting agencies we don't really need anyway. You gave us the perfect opportunity, and we can certainly cut superfluous employees. The main issues or main critical infrastructure of our government will continue. Our nation won't be at risk, but all these la-di-da DEI background agencies, poof, you're gone.
And to some extent, that's why I'm saying I think they're playing right into our hand. You know, Elon Musk left the federal government for one reason. He was tired of the reckless spending. And so here we go, deja vu all over again. We just get caught up in this revolving system, revolving door, that we do the same thing every time that there's time for a new budget. And I think the American people have got to be getting tired of it. And it's up to us to push back. Write your congressmen, write your senators. Tell them, enough, no more. Pass the budget and let's get on with responsible spending.
You're listening to John Gordon, host of the syndicated program, The Truth with John Gordon. And you talk about how this has been done repeatedly. And both parties are to blame. Let's make that clear. But since 1980, there have been 14 government shutdowns. 14. And yet we're still here.
Yeah, I think Newt Gingrich started it when he was Speaker of the House. And it carried on for, I think, 30 days. And it turned out that it really backfired against Republicans point in time. But now you have a new day, and I think the 77 million people voted for change. And I think they're tired of the gamesmanship at the taxpayers' expense.
And restate why the Republicans got the blame for that shutdown, because they were in power?
Oh, I don't know. I think it was a different time in a different place. You had Bill Clinton in the White House, I believe it was under Clinton.
Yep.
And he was a very persuasive individual. And a shutdown was unprecedented. The American people were freaking out over it. Now it's sort of like, oh, ho-hum, here we go again.
Yeah, just the same old, same old. And Bill Clinton was so persuasive, he could wag his finger at the TV and say, I did not have sexual relation with that woman. I'm sorry, I went down a rabbit hole. I do that sometimes. So
no, I think people have wised to him now.
So we're looking at October 1. That's when the shutdown would begin if they do not get something done next week.
I think cooler heads will prevail in the end. The Democrats have to have some self-awareness and realize that the games that they play have backfired, and it's time for them to change the strategy. If everybody in Congress would say, okay, what's good for America? What's in the best interest of America, rather than in me getting reelected to my seat in Congress? They would be more popular. The process would be more believable, and I think the country would be so far better off. And I think it really did used to be that way.
Yeah.
Not so much today.
And, John, you pointed out a perfect thing. If they were doing it for the country, not themselves.
Exactly. I mean, I've thought about making a run for Congress. I don't know that I could last beyond one term because I would absolutely vote based on the will of the people that I serve, not on the will of the special interest and the cronies sitting to the left and the right, many of whom are on the take or are compromised. Right. And I think are being
let me know when you're running. Let me know when you're running. We'll get you back on the air.
We have our suspicions.
Thank you, John. I appreciate it. We'll look for you to run.
You can connect with Larry on Twitter at Larry Connors USA.
I can tell you how to get a free quick quiz to see how artificial intelligence can boost your company's potential. You go to priglobal.ai, priglobal.ai. St. Louis Business Magazine listing PRI as one of the leading IT companies, and PRI has its own AI lab to develop what your business needs. priglobal.ai, priglobal.ai. You want the best place to watch baseball or any sport and be able to enjoy premium cigars and whiskeys? Lit Cigar Lounge. Lit has so many events each month, you need to constantly check the Lit Cigar Lounge Facebook. You don't want to miss anything. Plus, you can order food from Napoli Brothers Pizza and Pasta, delivered within minutes right to your table. By the way, we're in the season for great patio dining. Napoli Brothers Pizza and Pasta has your table waiting. Hey, looking for windows that solve your problems and actually add value to your home? Renewal by Anderson. Anderson products increase your home value by at least 15%. Right now, get $329 off every window, $729 off every patio or entry door, and ask about our zero interest plan for 3 years. Renewal by Anderson, the full-service replacement division of Anderson. That's a name you've trusted for more than 122 years. Renewal by Anderson has FiberX frames, 20% stronger than vinyl, built to last. It's why we have more five-star reviews than anyone in St. Louis. And only Renewal by Anderson backs it up with the nation's best warranty. Schedule your complimentary consultation, rbastl.com, or call 877-WINDOWS, 877-WINDOWS. Renewal by Anderson, superior products, exceptional service. Hey, if you're 50 or older, you do not want to take any risk with your money. In fact, you want Leslie Consulting. My friend Bob Leslie can show you a gain and retain plan. It means that you never lose. Plus, you get up to a 20% bonus on day one. Leslie Consulting, a leader in brokerage and risk management. 314-721-0066. LeslieConsulting.com.
This is News Talk STL.
Got me waking, bone man, waking around the fire. I want a little rain or water. Let you want that Jimmy Star, big boy. Can't you hear me when I call?
This is Larry Connors, USA.
Larry Connors, USA.
Well, you ain't so big.
Because if it were, you would be keeping these women in. Instead, you are the one injecting culture wars into the military, and it's at the detriment of our military readiness and national security. Now, General Kane, I'd like to turn to you.
So to be clear, these are men who think they're women.
These are women. I'm happy to educate you on trans issues.
And so what we've identified is that there's mental health issues belief system.
I'd like to turn to General
Kane. Are detrimental to readiness. And that's the determination that we've made and that we stand behind. Gender dysphoria.
And so you don't.
Gender dysphoria is a mental illness. But that was California Representative Sarah Jacobs saying, no, these are women. Now, she might have some women in the list of names she had in front of her. I don't know. I mean, gender women, biological women. But she's also trying to slip in the men who pose as women. And Hegseth said, we're done with that in our military. We're not going to do that anymore. We have women in our services, legitimate women, and they, in many cases, can perform as well, sometimes better than men. But they want really to just indoctrinate our entire now Department of War with transgender ideology. That comes to stop. Because Hegseth says we're not going to do that, nor should we. Why should we do that? But if you're going to even push this issue, if you're going to try to say, well, you've got to treat these women, these men who call themselves women, as equal to, quote, real women, that begs the question, what is a woman? Well, interesting, Larry, you brought that up. Boy, you're good, Larry. You're repeating exactly the same question that South Carolina Representative Nancy Mace asked former Minnesota Governor Walz, was still Governor Walz, back in June of this year.
Okay. What is a woman? What is a woman is the question.
I'm not sure I understand the question here. What do you want me to say? This is.
I want you to say that a woman like me is an adult human female, that men can't become women. You guys are the party of violence, and you're the party erasing women. You don't respect us. You're a bigot. You're a misogynist. You're a sexist. Mr. Chairman, I yield back.
What is a woman? I don't understand the question. Because you're an idiot. Can you imagine? Oh, my God. Don't even think about this. But I'm going to put it in front of you. And once you see this, you can't unsee it. If you don't want to hear it, you better not listen. Because here it comes. I've warned you. If Trump had not won and Harris and Walz were in charge of the... Oh, my God. Listen, I've been to goat ropings and train wrecks, and I'd never seen anything like we would have at that point with our nation, really. They continue to push that. As you know, speaking about the Hegseth and what's happening, he has summoned top military leaders from around the globe to meet with him next week. The Pentagon confirming the meeting, but not offering any details, simply saying the Secretary of War, Note that. Secretary of War, not Secretary of Defense. Secretary of War will be addressing his senior military leaders next week. This is a meeting of this size and scope is highly unusual. Usually takes place on maybe a secure video teleconference instead of actually flying in to be in front of Hegseth as it's scheduled right now. This would involve something like 800 generals and admirals across the U.S. and world. They've got plenty of time, obviously, to make their plannings and training to get there. They got planes. They got ships. There's nothing to keep them from coming. Hegseth previously had said he wants to cut 20% of senior generals and admirals. Maybe they're all going to come together and say, you guys cast a vote, which ones stay and which ones go. But this applies, according to the Washington Post, to senior officers with a rank of brigadier general or above. Oh, thank goodness I'm not a brigadier general. I'm clear of that. Or their Navy equivalent and their top enlisted advisors. Hegseth had issued a directive to slash about 100 generals and admirals, along with a minimum 20% cut to four-star officers. He ordered an additional 10% reduction in general and flag officers across the military. So is that what this is going to be about? He said his reductions were part of less generals, more GIs policy. Currently, we have 44 four-star and flag officers across our military. That's one general for every 1,400 troops. You know what the ratio was during World War II? One general per 6,000 troops. And we're not at war. We're not in World War II. So, yeah, I think there's some reduction there. It may be also to say, reminding you guys, we are no longer the Department of Defense. We are the Department of War. Be ready to act like it. We'll see how it breaks out next week. I want to share this with you because there's a lot of interest on this issue, and we're going to do more on it next week because it's going to expand. Do you know someone with autism or have friends or relatives who have a child with autism? There are various spectrums for autism. But RFK Jr. is now eyeing a vaccine injury program to help cover kids who have autism symptoms. This would be under a federal program. And it would also be aimed at compensating anyone harmed by vaccines. Secretary Robert F. Kennedy Jr. has raised the question about all these vaccines we give our kids now compared to the days of the past. We've seen an increase of autism. One in 36 are delivered with something on the autism spectrum. That's frightening. I have relatives and two different families I'm thinking of right now. They each have a child of autism, different levels, one more severe than the other. And of course, they came out the other day that they've got a drug they think can help because it may be possible that these women, when they were pregnant, did not properly get the folic acid as prescribed by their doctor, did not do good prenatal care. And folic acid is vitamin B9. It's essential for children and their development while they're in the womb. Or it is also possible the women were doing everything correct, but the children had some kind of receptors that would block the B9 going to their system. So we're looking at a way to help that out. But this other issue, coming up with quick payouts to families who can provide a child was injured from a vaccine. This actually began back in 1986, and it's paid out about $5 billion since then, all through a trust fund of the vaccine makers. But in exchange for a tax to create that fund, they have a limited liability shield. They're looking at right now that we're going to speed up resolutions for those who have a good, legitimate claim, and we're going to get them the help they need. as we should. It's the same damn thing with our military. When they come back of serving our nation and they have a health issue or an injury issue, and our VA hospitals are not up to staff and not doing what they should. And I'm not going to blame, quote, the individual VA hospitals or even the doctors or administrators, but the overall approach. We've asked young men and women, especially now we're a volunteer force, to sign up and serve their country. They do. They get hurt. They come back. Well, we can't schedule you for about 6 months. But I've been diagnosed with cancer. Well, come back in 6 months. Or we'll send flowers to the funeral. How's that? I'm going to send this article I just shared with you to these relatives of mine who have autistic children. We've already been talking about this new drug that they are authorizing and saying it may well help children right now who have autism. May lessen some of their symptoms. Pray that it does. In the meantime, White House spokesman Stephen Miller is rightly chastising those who thought killing Charlie Kirk would stop a movement promoting a return to our Judeo-Christian foundation. That story when we continue.
You are listening to Larry Connors, USA.
The Napoli heritage of fine dining continues with Napoli Kirkwood. Napoli Kirkwood, now open. So add that to Cafe Napoli in Clayton, Napoli 2 in Town and Country, Napoli 3 in St. Charles, right next door to Napoli C, and don't forget about Napoli Brothers Pizza and Pasta in the district, Chesterfield Valley. All of those locations, plus now, open, Napoli Kirkwood.
This is Larry Connors, USA.
Larry Connors, USA.
The day that Charlie died, the angels wept, but those tears have been turned into fire in our hearts. And that fire burns with a righteous fury that our enemies cannot comprehend or understand. When I see Erica and her strength and her courage, I am reminded of a famous expression. The storm whispers to the warrior that you cannot withstand my strength. And the warrior whispers back, I am the storm. Erica is the storm. We are the storm. And our enemies cannot comprehend our strength, our determination, our resolve, our passion.
That is Stephen Miller of the White House, and he's absolutely right. Erica Kirk, as of today, is taking over her husband's radio show. And I guarantee you they're going to have massive numbers, and they're going to be getting a lot and lot more followers. And you know where they're reaching again is back into our colleges and our high schools. And the response has been tremendous, even if kids were not really into religion, and they may still not be. They might be agnostic. Some might be atheist. But they're recognizing this world is wrong and we need to correct it. And shooting a man because you disagree with what he has to say is not an answer. And for the most part, it's the young males that are saying we stand with Charlie Kirk moving forward. But more and more females are as well. This is a watershed movement. As Miller was suggesting, I'm not worried about the storm. I am the storm. He also made it very clear that those of you who thought a bullet would put an end to Kirk and everything he's doing, you're wrong. And in fact, what you just did is raise him on a pedestal for the rest of the world to follow as a leader of free speech without retribution.
You thought you could kill Charlie Kirk? You have made him immortal. You have immortalized Charlie Kirk. And now millions will carry on his legacy. and we will devote the rest of our lives to finishing the causes for which Charlie gave his last measure of devotion.
I certainly believe that's correct. And you know how you make sure it plays out that way? Get involved. I have a lot of young people listening to this program. Surprising to me, absolutely, that I have so many young people who come up and say something about, hey, I heard you on the radio doing this and that. Sometimes they might disagree with what I said, which is fine, but they're listening. They're listening. And I always give, as you know, sources of material I use. I don't try to pull the fleece over anyone's eyes. If I'm wrong, I'm wrong. So always give sources when required because I want them to know where they can look and see it for themselves. The other side, just follow me. I know what I'm doing. You need to follow me. I know where I'm going. Don't ever do that. You cannot trust a man or woman, if you want to make it non-gender reference. It's the same thing. A man will fail you. I'm sorry to say that. Even a man you love and adore, your father, your grandfather, or your grandmother, whatever, they will fail you. The only person that has not failed, Jesus Christ. Coming up, if we're going to have all this brand new artificial intelligence, will it cripple our electric grid? Remember our pledge, one nation under God.
You can hear podcasts of this program at Larry Connors USA Facebook. Larry Connors USA Facebook.
John Bill Roofing reminds you we are in the stormy season, and that means if you have even the smallest leak in your roof, you could soon have a much bigger issue. Call the John Bill to make sure that your biggest investment is protected. That call can save you major dollars. If you do get hit during a storm, John Bill has a rapid response team. Call 1-800-NEW-ROOF. 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 John Bill. You and I might have something in common. Back pain. I can tell you where I go for help. Esquire Sports Medicine, the spine of St. Louis. They can put athletes back on the field, so they can clearly help us. Esquire Sports Medicine, hands-on chiropractic help. On Big Bend, just north of Highway 40. 314-644-0885. EsquireSportsMedicine.com. EsquireSportsMedicine.com. Great patio season to enjoy any of the Cafe Napoli locations. How about the Napoli Brothers Pizza and Pasta in Chesterfield? Enjoying coal-fired pizza, nothing else like it. Napoli Brothers Pizza and Pasta in Chesterfield. A few doors down, Lit Cigar Lounge, where you can enjoy premium cigars and whiskeys. Check the Lit Cigar Lounge Facebook for details, plus gift cards for friends. I'll see you at Lit Cigar Lounge in Chesterfield. It's that time of season when families, businesses are moving. For local or long distance, I endorse McGuire Moving. Get a date set soon before the schedules are booked. 314-241-0600. 241-0600. McGuire is constantly giving back to our veterans, such as Support Dogs for Our Brave. So with McGuire, you're getting excellent service and helping our vets. McGuireMoving.com. So many times, Vincent's Jewelers has helped me surprise someone special. Vincent's locally owned can do the same for you, and you don't have to break the bank to get something really nice, maybe even customized. The smile you're going to get back from that special someone, priceless. Check VincentsJewelers.com every day because new items are arriving and there are special deals. Vincent's, my only jeweler. VincentsJewelers.com. VincentsJewelers.com. Question, are you looking to unlock the full potential of artificial intelligence for your business? I want you to meet my friends at PRI Global, named by the St. Louis Business Journal as a leading IT consulting firm. 25 years helping local and worldwide companies. PRI Global has a free survey to determine where your company stands in your AI journey. You simply go to priglobal.ai, priglobal.ai. And I also have a phone number, so get ready to copy that number. And I'll remind you that PRI Global has its own AI lab, creating, adapting, developing, pushing the boundaries for what AI can do for you. Here's the number, 636-689-0545. 636-689-0545. Or visit priglobal.ai, priglobal.ai.
This is News Talk STL.